Heavenly Father, again, we just thank you for your love for us. And I just pray now that as we share, that we would be clear. And if anybody has any questions, Father, I pray that you would, that this is a safe place to ask questions. Just assure us of that, Father. And again, I pray that as a privileged member of this body, that we would be doing about your Father, our Father's work, your work in this church, Father. This is not about us and what we want to accomplish. Only your Son deserves disciples. And so I pray we would be single-minded in what we do. Again, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for making us a body, a family. And thank you for saving us and bringing us to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. This is our annual meeting.
Let's bring him to the center.
John tells me everybody's supposed to move in. If you don't move... Yeah, move to the center. Move to the center. Yep. Good. Okay, our agenda here. This may be the order we're going to go. I know the first two are right. But these are the subjects we're going to cover. Kind of our purpose as a church, we'll just cover that briefly. John's going to go over the budget. That's the major portion of our meeting, both last year's and this year's. 2006, 2007, that actually should say 2007, 2008. We actually do know what year it is. We'll talk about missions. Actually, I think that Jason is going to do that. And Greg is going to give a facility update. Actually, I think I flipped those, the facility update maybe first. And then the ministry teams, Chris is going to talk about that. We'll have a chance for some questions and answers after that. Hopefully, most of you are familiar with our purpose. Grace Bible Church exists as a family directed by God's Word, too. And we want to emphasize two things there, that we are a family. We are the body of Christ. I've said this a bunch. The thing that distinguishes New Testament saints from Old Testament saints is the church, the privilege of being in the body of Christ and being joined as a family, not by blood, but by the new birth. And we're directed by God's Word. That's what we want to be about, is we want to accomplish what God directs in His Word. And we want to be about, as Jesus said, about my Father's business. And we summarize that in three E's. Those of you who are in Sunday school this morning know how important that is to some of the leadership. To exalt God in everything and bring Him glory. And as the Westminster Catechism says, and enjoy Him forever. We want to equip one another for the ministry. And that's just not a few people equipping everybody. Every one of us has a gift that we're called upon to share with the body, to encourage, to exhort, to build up the body of Christ. And that's what being the body of Christ means. And then to evangelize the lost. It's the great privilege that we have that will pass when we pass from this earth. It is our joy in being able to partake as ambassadors for Christ and to be a part of His body, of His work, to... It is through the preaching of the gospel, through the sharing of the gospel, that people come to Christ. And it is a great privilege to be a part of that. And so that's what we're about. That's our purpose. Now, if you've been to business meetings before, you know that, not ours necessarily, but others in other churches, you know they usually vote. We're not going to be voting today on these things. We're going to talk about the budget and so on. If you have input for us, and of course this budget process involves all of the teams, it doesn't involve everybody, but involves the heads of teams, and that includes some elders, but many people who are not elders giving us input. The financial team actually does the first pass on all of this. That's the process that we go through. And it's more or less in stone, but we are willing to listen to you. So then rather than have a hands yes and no, if you've got a concern or an interest, we'd rather you can't come to the leadership, to John or to Tyler or others on the financial team, and discuss it that way. And if you want to understand a little bit more about voting and affirmation and so on, those things are really to affirm our unity about important issues. And so that's why we're not really voting on these things today. We're just presenting them. So hopefully I clear that up. So, John, I guess you're up, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm John Weaver. I'm one of the elders here. Tyler Harden is our treasurer, and he would normally be up here, but he's still in San Diego with his wonderful wife and a good break with them. And so I had the privilege of talking about the finances. So what we're going to do is just review 2007, and then we're going to show 2008. And I think everybody got a handout in regards to the 2007 actuals and 2008 budget. I mean, this is sort of what we're looking at doing. And it's handed out to everybody to look at, to see where we're sort of going. And then I'll talk about some of the reasons why some of the things are being increased. Okay, last year we had a budget of $260,000, which is roughly 35. Excuse me. I need to do my quick calculation in my head. Quarterly, it needs to be $65,000 a quarter is what we need to run the church for last year. And when we look at the offering last year, we were pretty close to that line. Usually, first quarter, it is at the line. It's usually not as low as that. Second quarter usually is a little bit lower. And then third quarter, what it's showing, and this is what I attribute that is to the summer time frame, usually is dipped down. And then the fourth quarter, usually we make up everything. For Grace Bible Church, this is the first time we have ever met a budget. Okay? Unbelievable. As you can see, offerings of $270,000 with a budget of $260,000. For a lot of us, we're just going, I mean, God is very, very good. The point that I wanted to make when I was talking about the summer months, we usually have a big dip, and it's sort of hard to make the transition across. And I just, if you can remember May, June, July, August, try to be consistent there. It's just tough. And then when we're looking at the spending, maybe, there we go, hopefully it didn't go too far. The actual spending we spent was $265,488. And let me explain a little bit, well, let me back up. Okay, we started out the year at $50,000 for the first quarter. We added an office professional. We added, and a lot of us are so excited that she's on board, Alicia Kendrick. I know Brian, I know Clint, and the elders. It has helped things greatly. And then we added the Grace Room, and we added that back in August. But also, during second quarter, for our first quarter, the way that we write our checks to missions is, we finish a quarter up, we look at what we have in the cash, in the reserves, and then we write checks off of that. So that's the reason why you start seeing things start picking up. And at the end of the fourth quarter, we tried to spend all the funds that we're supposed to be spending in the fourth quarter. This year, because when you're looking at the offering of $270,000, this year, when you look at missions and the operations of this church, our numbers were around $258,000. That's what we spent, okay? So we had a cash excess of $10,000. And what the elders, we as a church, believe that we believe that we ought to be given to missions and benevolence 33% of our, what we call our operational budget. This year in this budget was 18%. That's what we had budgeted. And so the $10,000 extra that we had, we said 50% of that was going to missions, 25% was for some capital upgrades that we needed, and then the extra 25% went into our cash reserves. We put the monies into missions. We didn't spend, we spent about 15% on capital reserves, and everything else went into cash reserves. So that's the reason why spending is at $265,500. And so anyway, I sort of wanted to explain that. Now let's look at where we spent money. Okay, for the 2007 distribution, I hope the missions of benevolence should be at 19.7%. Salaries and benefits around 51%. Operations, which is this facility and what we would call administration, which are copies that we make. You would not believe the amount of money that we spend on copies and papers and stuff like that. The Bibles that we put in, the cleaning services, not cleaning service, cleaning supplies. That's what we, when we talk about operations. In church ministry, we're talking about our youth ministry. We're talking about our children's ministry, men's and women's ministries, visitation. And so that's looking at a percentage of what we've done there. I don't think this is the update version, but these are general numbers. So now we're looking at thousands of dollars of where those percentages went. No, it's 52,000. Yeah, 52,000 went to missions. Almost 20%, 19.7%. I've saw some other slides, and I'm sorry. 19.7 sticks out. 19.7% stands out. But for missions and benevolence, if you look on the last, if you flip over the page, you'll see total missions was $52,000 that are earmarked or have been spent on missions for 2007. And when I say that, Jason will talk a little bit about what we're doing with missions. Ed had Brian up here to talk about missions, but Jason will be speaking in regards to that. Okay. So let's look at the operation, the 2008 operational budget. Looking back, offerings in 2007 was $270,000. Spending $265,000, and what we're looking at is a budget of $324,000 around. And so when you're looking at what we offering increase is 54, we're going to be looking at or proposing to spend another $59,000. So how does all this look at? Y'all have had a chance to review that this handout. You'll see some of the differences. And before I get into the details, one of the things, I mean, for us to reach out to this community, to reach out, we believe that this is what God's calling us to do. And it also requires us as team leaders, as elders, as deacons, and as a body to be very good stewards with the money that He's presented to us, has entrusted to us. So, I mean, we have some proposals and stuff like that in the budget. If we don't need to spend them, we're not going to spend them. But we got a plan is the issue. Okay, so when you're looking at the 2008 spending plan, one of the big things to see difference, we're trying to get to missions and benevolence being at 33%. Last year, our proposal was 18. We're going to 21%. Salaries and benefits, you got operation, and church ministries. And this is what it looks like with dollars. So when you're looking at missions benevolence, last year or 2007, we gave $52,000. This year, we're projecting to give to missions of benevolence $68,000. Let me get to some other numbers that. Okay, what you're looking at here are just some broad numbers of what we've done since 2006. And 2006 and 2007 are actual numbers. Okay, and I need to step back just 1 second. Where you see facilities and admin on the last two bar chart areas, that used to be called all operations. Okay, those two were tied together. And so when you're looking at the 2006 number for facilities, it says 34,000. That's facilities and admin together for 2006. We just did not break it up. As we continue on with growing this church and stuff like that, facilities is what it takes to run work out of this place, okay? It's the rent, it's the insurance, it's the repair work. That's what facilities is. So we wanted to take that and put it in its own category so that we can sort of track it. So when we're looking at potentially going somewhere else, purchasing our own land, or moving somewhere else, we know what that bucket is. And then admin, is, when we say administration, those are the, well, you can look on your sheet of paper. There's an administration bucket. It says Bibles and books, CDs and supplies, office copies, and those types of things. But no matter where we go, we are going to have those costs not associated with this facility. When you're looking at church ministries, we're moving from $29,000 to $46,000 for this projected use. And I need to spend a little bit of time on that. Church ministries are the... Sorry. At the very top? Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Church ministries, the children's ministry, church body, which when we have celebrations or stuff that we do just as a large church body, that's what is tied there. The men's ministry, small group, visitation. We've added an elder discretionary. Might be misappropriated or misnamed, but it's for when things come up. Well, that's even another bad use of words. But you got women's ministry and youth. There are a lot of people that are spending funds out of their own pockets to meet these the ministry needs and the team members and the team leaders for a number of these. And what we want to do is have all those funds coming out of the church. I mean, so it doesn't matter who you are. If you're on one of these teams, it's not coming out of your pocket. It's coming out of the church. I guess you could say the church treasurer. And so that's the reason why you'll see a substantial increase in a number of these areas. Also, we have Clint Good, who's our youth pastor. He's with our youth. I guess he's traveling back from youth winter camp right now. But he's in seminary right now. And one of the burdens that he's put on himself, he is trying to finish up his seminary degree. And we give in the past, we've given him a continuing education budget that by no means meets that need of finishing up a seminary degree. What we've done is we've added about $7,500 more dollars into the budget to help him finish, well, for this year's seminary schooling in this bucket right here. And so that's when you look at the church ministries, you'll see about $6,000 in regards to our men's and women's and children's and youth programs. There's about another $7,500 additional for seminary costs. And then we have the $5,000 on the elder discretionary funds. What we are finding out is, as we grow, there are so many things that we try to predict, but we can't catch them all when you're talking about a budget. And that's what that's there for, the $5,000. The hope is we don't have to spend it. If we don't, that's great. But you never know. And we've scrambled in the past trying to say this has come up, and really there's not a bucket to put that on there. And through the finance team giving us a good recommendation, that's the reason why we've placed that there. Okay, let's see. Facilities, we got a full year with the Grace Room, with the utilities, the insurance. We also, there is some equipment here, talking about the computers that are running the slideshow, the computer that's in the main office. Those are extremely old pieces of equipment that were given to the church that the church didn't buy, that we are going to have to replace. Those costs are a part of the facilities increase. We're hoping to build a stage up here. We're also talking about putting some more chairs in here, and Greg's going to be talking a little bit about chairs and as we grow and those types of things. Missions and benevolence, we've gone from 18%, even though this year we had a 19.7% giving or task to missions for this year. We're going to 21%. That's where that 47,000 is what was budgeted. We're at 52,000 actual spending, and 68,000 if we spent the 324,000. That's what would go towards missions benevolence. And then when we look at our staff, we gave an increase in raises to that, and there's also some costs associated with health care. Okay. I used a lot of words there that I wasn't planning on. So when we're looking at our spending plan and spending highlights, we have some existing staff salary increase. We're looking at an increase in our mission given to 21% from 18 as a budgetary item. What we'd like everybody to understand is that we want to give 33% of our funds that come in out to missions. And when I say that, we're going, well, I'm sort of stealing some of Jason's thunder, but we want to be able to, as a body, go into the mission area, locally do some things to glorify God. That also helps us mature as a body, as individuals, as we serve the community and as we serve elsewhere. Church ministry expenses, talked a little bit about that, trying to capture all the costs that people are spending for our different ministries within the church, the increased operational costs, some capital expenditures for improvements in this area, and then picking up the seminary costs. So when you look at all those and you can look at the line items, you can see where we're looking at spending more money. Okay.
And I'll bet you have questions, and we'd like you to hold those to the end, and we'll never get through everything. So next, Greg is up.
I think the glasses need to be off. We had, for the 2007 year, Jason Bundick was in charge of the facilities team and did an outstanding job. We want to make sure and give him credit for that. For this coming year, actually, we've asked Jason to serve in a different capacity, and so I will be taking over the facilities team. So if you have issues with the building, those would go to me. Obviously, in 2007, we had it was an exciting year for us in the area of facilities. We added the grace room. We actually added some chairs in here. The chairs were an example of one of the expenses that John mentioned that the elders kind of sat down and said, gee, what are we going to do about space? And Jason had put a pencil to paper and figured out we could rearrange things just a little bit in here and get some more chairs in. And said, great, let's go do this. And then it was, okay, where's that in the budget? Well, we didn't know that we would need chairs when we made the budget. So if that happens again next year, then it would be an example of the elder discretionary kinds of things that we need to do. We're not obsessed about numbers here, but we do want to make sure that there's plenty of room for folks that come to worship with us. I personally see spiritual growth as happening as much on the inside as it is in terms of the number of cars in your parking lot. But we do kind of keep track. Our largest attendance Sunday last year, we had 171 people in this room, which is really exciting.
If we didn't have the 50 chairs that we added, we wouldn't have enough room.
That's right. Before we added the 50 chairs, we had 170 chairs in here. So we would have had one person standing in the back.
Brian was up front.
He doesn't need a chair.
I don't need a chair.
Okay. Y'all are great. Okay. So, but anyway, we do see the average attendance going up a little bit. And one of the things that we notice about our attendance is that it does vary quite a bit from Sunday to Sunday. I mean, you can have one. I mean, I think a couple of Sundays after we had the peak, we had a relatively low Sunday, and it was considerably less than that. So, anyway. So our plan for the year 2008, Jason and a couple other folks had sat down and said, you know what, we really aren't making use of this room as much as we could, and they think they can squeeze 50 more chairs in here. And so we actually did budget for those for 2008. We're evaluating a stage. One of the things that we've talked about is we might end up adding a row, and seven rows deep from the very back makes it difficult to see the person here. Now, Brian is, what, 6'7" or six something? He's a little easier to see than maybe Chuck or some of the rest of us. So, but that's one of the things that we're looking at, is kind of evaluating how much would a stage cost, and what would that gain us in terms of making things work a little better in here. It might also, a stage might also help a little bit with my rat's nest over here of wires, which would be a good thing. We always have kind of in our hip pocket that if we reach the point where we don't fit in here on a Sunday morning, then we may look at going to two services. That is always a potential. We have signed a 3-year lease on this building, and we are 2 years into that. So we have one more year that we've actually committed to lease the building, and then we have the ability to extend that for 2 more years at our option. Beyond that, it would be at the discretion of the landlord as to whether or not they'd be willing to extend additional leases. And so far, our landlord is delighted to have us here, and I think would be very willing to sign, you know, a much longer lease term if we need it. But ultimately, we need to be looking at, is this the best place for us to be? Does this actually, right now, the rent on this facility is extremely low. And so it's advantageous from that perspective. But long term, I think we would like to be in our own building in a slightly larger facility. But so we will watch to see how God provides and see what happens there. We do have an active property team that is looking for either a property with nothing on it or a building that we might could purchase. Unfortunately, nothing has been identified as the perfect place and so forth. We do also have a building fund that you can designate gifts to today. That will go into a fund that will be used when we find that. And I think one of the things that we've talked about is we may emphasize that a bit more, because at the moment that you identify a piece of property, you have a limited amount of time to act on, getting that piece of property and acquiring it. We would prefer not to go into long-term debt related to any property or building that we would do. So that would behoove us then to begin now to save for the time when we would want to do that. I think our current property fund has about $5,000 in it. So that's a great start. But that might make the earnest money contract on the property. I think that is all I have.
I sure hope so, because your slides are done. Missions. Jason's going to take us through missions.
Well, I'm going to apologize in advance. Brian called me last night about 7:30 and asked me, he said, hey, would you mind giving a missions update? You know, and I said, okay, I can do that if that works. But so anyway, I'm going to talk fast and look nervous and do all that kind of stuff and be very brief. One thing real quick before I get into this, I want to tell y'all how thankful I am to be a part of a body of believers that loves God's Word. And it's very obvious that's the case, because you look at our budgets and look at those types of things. I mean, there aren't a lot of churches out there that meet their budgets and are committed to give week in and week out and those types of things. And more so than from a financial standpoint, meeting the needs of the people in our church and meeting the needs of people outside our church as well. And I'll tell you a brief story here in just a minute, but anyway, it's encouraging to me the impact that Grace Bible Church is making on this community. So I encourage you to keep doing that. I had a guy the other day ask me, asked me what church I went to, and I said, well, I go to Grace Bible Church. And he said, really? He said, I've heard a lot about that church. And I said, really, what have you heard? And he said, isn't that church that has that long-winded preacher? You know? But
he,
now, but
it,
that's it. Well, I didn't say Brian. I'm just kidding. So, all right, missions. 2007, as John talked about, our goal was 18%, and we exceeded that goal and have spent and allocated funds of almost 20%, and that's phenomenal. And you know, we're as John talked about, and I think on the sheet it shows, you know, some of those amounts equate out to budgeting $46,861 to missions, and we've spent and allocated combined a total of $52,068. Now, of those funds, real quick, $14,693, I believe, are funds that have been set aside that we're carrying them over from 2007 to be able to spend in certain for certain specific missionaries or ministries for this upcoming year. And I'll touch on a few of those here in just a minute. Now, a few things that we got to do in 2007. We had an opportunity to actually carry out Matthew 28:19 as Brian went to St. Petersburg, Russia, and had an opportunity to be able to go and meet with some, 30 pastors over there, and to be able to teach and disciple some of those men. And we may actually have an opportunity to go back this year. There'll be a few families that may want to go, may want to participate. And Brian, if you want to touch on that here in a minute, whatever you want to do. But okay, 2008, and I'm technologically incompetent. How do you work this thing?
Push button to right.
Hey, all right. Okay.
Remote.
That's it. All right. 2008. Right now, our missions team, we're three strong. So there are substantial opportunities if God's placed on your heart a desire to serve on our missions team, we will gladly welcome you. I believe there was a list that went out what your desire is and areas that you might want to serve. So we know who you are. We'll be contacting you because we're going to need some help because we have a busy year ahead of us. One of the things that the missions team is going to do this year, we're going to be committed to communicate in more detail with you on how we're being involved in missions. Another thing that we're going to do, we're going to try and make an effort with the missionaries that we support to be able to not only send funds and be able to support them financially, but we have a responsibility as a church to come alongside those individuals that we support financially and be able to pray with them, to be able to ask and find out what needs they have so that we can do our part in supporting. You know, it's easy to send funds. That's a practical way, and that's a great way that we can do that. But we have a responsibility as a church, I think, to hold those men and those women accountable for what they're doing, and they should have a responsibility to hold us accountable as believers to be able to come alongside them and support them more so than just with our funds and doing it in a financial way. So a few of those opportunities where we'll actually be able to jump down in the trenches with some of these folks. One specific way is to help support Christian and Erica with the Ezra Ministries up in Arkansas. Now, John Weaver and I, later on this month, are probably going to fly up to Arkansas to look at a site that they've recently demolished, and a trailer that was there, to try and help them formulate a game plan to be able to build a building and a facility. Might have a resource that we can already take a building that's already been fabricated and be able to ship it up there on site. We're working on some details with that. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to establish a place and an environment where pastors and teachers and individuals can come and spend time in God's Word, get away from phones, get away from TVs and those types of things, and really focus on the teachings of Scripture. And so, anyway, that's a way that we'll be able to do that. We're going to need folks that want to go. It'll be primarily a building type of a project. So, if God's gifted you in some of those areas, be looking forward to that. We'll be getting some information to you on it. We might have an opportunity to go to Mexico, Albania, Russia, and obviously being able to serve in the Brazosport area locally. And I think that's one of the things that the missions team is looking forward to doing in the upcoming years. We want to be able to serve locally. We want to be able to serve on a state level, a national level, and on a global level. And not just by sending funds, but actually sending our people. So I ask that you pray for us this coming year. If you have a desire and want to serve, get with me or Brian or Chuck, and we've got a spot, and we'll get you plugged in. So, all right.
Jason fits right in. That was a good 2-minute update there, Jason. Appreciate that. New to Grace. Chris. He's our sweeper.
What's that?
Just, again, things that you guys probably are already aware of. If you weren't here at the beginning of the year, maybe different from what you, when you got here, it may be different now, but some things that were there in 2007. Grace 242, we wanted to implement an opportunity for the body to pray together, and we've done that through Grace 242, and we're looking to continue that this year. Children's worship. During the service, we take the kids out and give them an opportunity to have the same instruction that you're getting in here, just on a different level for them. And so we do that now every week, and that's been a great addition. Women's ministry started a mentoring program. So these are just things, and I know we probably every ministry area has some things they could add. Those are just a few things. Some gaps here, some areas that would be great in filling in. If you are interested in mentoring in that group for the women, Christy would be is a person you need to contact. She's the head of women's ministry there. Visitation, maybe you have that gift. You like to greet people, make them feel warm and welcome. Brian Walther, contact him and see how maybe you could participate in serving there. And nursery, I think, is always a nonstop. And we're growing. So if you have that as a desire or a way to serve, I would encourage you to see the Parks, David and Kathy, on that one. Here's a list of ministry teams, and that's actually updated for this coming year. It should read 2008. I'll let you look at that. And while you're looking at that, I will just add to what has already been said, and that is that the New Testament constantly calls us to serve one another. And these are great opportunities and areas for you to serve the body. I would just encourage you, if there's something in there that really fits you or you feel like that's a gift God has given you, I would encourage you to contact any of these people on the list in those areas and plug in. I won't. How was my time? Did I do good?
You did. You'll never be a pastor. I can tell you that.
That's the competitive nature of that coach.
That's what it is. Competition.
Well, now it's time for questions and answers, and so I'd like to ask the other guys up here, because I don't really have any answers at all, but anybody has any questions that they'd like to ask us?
Yes, sir. Can I get a copy of that list of the ministries with the people?
Yes, and that list, I think we publish one all the time in All About Grace.
All About Grace.
The current updated list in our All About Grace.
There's one online. We should come out. We may have one by Sunday, the latest issue. Yeah. Wes.
I think there was a meeting, I think it was last year or a year before last, about changing up
Sunday school curriculum? Is there any...
For the children's ministry?
For children's. I think it was what we were thinking about during a theme-based Sunday school curriculum.
Well, okay.
That,
well, what we're looking at doing, Wes, is instead of just doing theme-based, because we're not sure how long we're going to be here and spending the money to update theme-based on this facility, then we shelved that for right now, and we're still using the great material that we have, but we do want to do some updates or upgrades in regards to our children's ministry rooms.
Someone else? Yes, Alicia.
I
wish you would.
Okay. At Group 242, I passed out questionnaires to fill out, and they were slightly confusing, so I kind of modified them a little bit. And today, when you leave, if each family would pick up one packet, and it's got an adult profile, and I need one for head of household and your spouse. And in there, you'll find a sheet with your time and talents, and this is just things that you might be willing to help with, and the questions that I can ask about the ministry team. Fill this out. This will help the ministry team leaders to know where to plug you in. And so I need these for every adult. Also, there's a section for your children if you could fill out for them. And we have been blessed with a great bed base that we haven't put into use yet since we have all the materials. So we're not going to publish all this information. We'll be in the directory. Some of it will, but like your work number, we're not going to put your work number in there. So, but it's just to help us better serve you all whenever we need to know.
Yeah.
It said one per family, but you said you want every adult to fill out.
Yes, there's
more than
two sheets in here for adults.
Mm-hmm.
One,
mm-hmm.
Each
to the and at the top it'll say head of household, which is
Yeah, if I can just add a little bit to that. The principle is that we would prefer to have people serving in an area that they're passionate about and that they're willing and interested in serving. Obviously, if we have a need, we need somebody to fill that need. We'll take whoever we can get. But the principle and the thought behind this is we don't just need leaders on our different ministry teams. We also need just people to help. And so there's some practical things that are listed there that are not necessarily a leadership role, but just an opportunity to serve. And so the idea is that information then will help us when we do find a need to be able to go and say, okay, here's some people that said that they would be willing to serve in that way and can go to those people and ask people who would actually be interested and willing and in serving in that way to do it. Okay?
Any questions? Oh, yeah, Perry.
I'd like to understand better the difference between a vision and a goal, and we talk about the missions and the 33%, but then we budget 18 or we budget 21. And
yeah, I imagine everybody has an opinion about that. Right, I'll give you mine. We want to reflect what we're actually doing in our goal. It's our desire when we started this church to do that, 33%, and we did that for a couple of years. But as expenses have increased and so on, it was almost defrauding to put on the budget item 33% because we didn't feel like we were going to make it, and there was some really poor communication on it. We felt like, let's reflect what we really feel like the body can do, and so with a lot of prayer. So it was kind of hard for us to go back to 18%, but we felt like that better reflected and manage people's expectations a lot better. But it is our desire to continue to increase that annually till we get back to 33%. That's what we'd like to do. That's what we think God has called us to do. You can talk about it a long time, I suppose, but that's kind of the difference. We're trying to manage our expectations a lot better than we did 1 year. So does that help? Yeah, for me. A lot more. I suppose some of these guys could answer that better than I, but a larger picture here would be to say that if you do land and a building, you're even a modest-sized building, you're approaching $1 million, basically. And right now we are in a time when we really can say, this is kind of like when your kids are in elementary school, but you know they're going to college is the time to save, not their senior year in high school. And we want to avoid that. And that's why we really want to emphasize over this year and in the years to come this saving. Does anybody else want
to? No, you did good.
Okay.
That's it.
Good job, Chuck.
Good job.
Okay. Any other questions? Yeah.
You guys seem very adamant about 33%. How did you, why 33, why not 38 or 28?
Tony Dorsett's number was 33, so that's... I'm kidding.
Hey, you have to know David Dupree to know why. He just said that's what it was going to be, and we said, just don't hit us. That's a fair question. And, it was the number that we felt God was leading us to do. We didn't have... It's just what we decided.
It reflects sacrificial. It reflects generous. I mean, that's the reflection that you get when you. And 33% is a big chunk. So, I mean, there's churches that have 20,000 people in that are given 10% to missions. And when they form the church, that's one of the attractive things for me is they had a huge heart for missions. So when it was just a number. They said this is sacrificial. This is generous. This is biblical giving, and this is what we'd like to be able to do. So. 33%, it could have been 30, it could have been 35, 30, all that would have been, or we could be like, John Wesley and do 98%. So, I'm just kidding, Chuck.
maybe the way to say it is that once we get to 33%, then we'll think about maybe what it might want to increase to beyond that.
The other thing I'd say, too, is that we did have a surplus this year, and we took half of that and gave it to missions. We could have taken half of it and put it in our building fund. We could have done a lot of things with it, but we want to reflect. John says this often, we are in a very affluent community. I mean, if you look at most counties and with Dow and the other businesses that are around here, a lot more money needs to flow out of here for missions, and that's why we felt like that was an appropriate amount. There's nothing in Scripture. I mean, Brian didn't add it all up in the Hebrew and then go back to, nothing like that. So, actually, he wasn't here when we decided on it. So. Any other questions? It's a good question. Embarrassing one, but a good one. Jason.
Who in here has actually been on a missions trip, just out of curiosity?
No, ever been on a missions trip, ever.
Have been on a mission trip.
Yeah, have been. And came back. So.
And would go back.
Really?
with whom?
I will hurt going with
you. Yeah. Well, good.
We're not using the shower.
Well, it's about 4 hours to one kickoff and about...
Just... There's a possibility there's a lot of other questions. Please, we imagine a lot of y'all saying, who's this John Weaver guy since you hardly ever see him up here? What we would like you to do is come and talk to us, just any of us, if you have questions, concerns, or anything like that. Yes, we're the leadership, but guess what? There's a lot of, God can speak to y'all, and we need to be listening to y'all also. And so please come and talk to us, okay?
And I'll make this plea. Talk to us, not our wives.
Yes. Okay?
Very good.
It'll help our marriages substantially, okay? So if you want to give us that would be great. So. Well, I think, is there any other questions? Like I said, we're going to kick off at Slade.
Half an hour. 30 minutes.
30 minutes. So
2:15, if you get there early, hang on.
What's your question, Albert?
I had nothing to do with it. I was thinking, we're going to play tackle.
Good question.
Tackle. No. Hey, we got some flags, and we may have two games going.
Yeah, it'll be flag football, and hopefully we'll get two games going. We think a lot of the younger ones are
they can't get out of the way on the bigger game, but they still want to play. So we'll organize a game for those as well. So please, it's a family thing. It'd be great if we all went out there right now.
You can come walk around the track, bring your kids' bicycles, all that kind of stuff.
Just enjoy the day. And if it rains, I know the kids want to hear this. Hey, we'll play anyway. As long as there's no lighting, we'll play anyway.
All right.
Yeah! Okay. I didn't want to know who this guy was. I wanted to know who this guy was in the suit over here. That's what I wanted to know. Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
She's the only one that can say that.
Yeah, that's right. The hottie elder, I guess. Okay.
Not that kind. H-O-T-T.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
H-A-T-T.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I knew. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we better go. We're in trouble. I want a couple things. We want, and I know that they wouldn't want this, but it's important. God keeps placing people with the right gifts and the right passions in the right places and allows us to be more effective in ministry, and we want God to do that with all of you. All of you, and it's not will you serve, it's where will you serve. That's how the body of Christ operates, and many of you are serving in areas maybe you could change. We have somebody else to plug in there. Well, this year, before this year, but Kathy got involved with our finance team, and God has gifted her, and she has a passion, and she has knowledge that we didn't have before, and our finances reflect that. Not just the giving, but how to manage them, how to report them, how to communicate them, how to organize them, all those things. And we're very thankful for all the work that Kathy's done to help us be better stewards of God's funds. And this year, I believe, will be the best year we've ever had because of that. And we also have some very great people on that finance team that work together to pull these things off and allow us to be good stewards. And that's what we want to be. So, Kathy, thanks for getting involved and helping us. Thank you. Yes. You know, and so we're thankful. Thankful for all that all of you do to help bring glory to God through Grace Bible. So let's pray and give thanks to God. Lord, thank you. Doesn't seem like quite enough, but Lord, that's all we've got is thank you. And Lord, we give you thanks from the bottom of our heart for your graciousness to us, and most of all, seen in your Son, who died in our place that we might be forgiven and be made new, and be given hope. For an eternity, beginning now, glorifying you. Lord, thank you for that. And Lord, thank you for these wonderful people of Grace Bible Church and the way that you use them to serve each other, to serve our community, to bring glory to you. And Lord, we pray we do that even a greater way in 2008. And that, Lord, we would see you work in ways we just could not explain other than you being involved. Lord, just pray, bless the rest of our day. Protect us as we venture out of here, and some of us venture out to play a little game of football. And Lord, just pray that this week we would seek in all that we do and say to bring glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.